And we're focusing right now on the development that you just heard in the news, the government dissolving the Secretariat of the Advertising Standard Panel, ASP. They are doing this over the approval of this panel of billboards termed as blackmailing the Presidential Election Petition Tribunal. If you've seen the billboard, you know what this conversation is all about. If you haven't, the billboard reads "All Eyes on the Judiciary." Some of the billboards read "All Eyes on the Election Tribunal Judges," with the hashtag "All Eyes on the Election Tribunal Judges." That's the hashtag. The main billboard reads "All Eyes on the Election Tribunal Judges" with that hashtag, same as the hashtag. And the sponsors of the billboard was rightly stated with their logo on it. As you heard during the dailies today, I'd like to get your thoughts on this, because government is saying, you know what, let's come from ARCON angle. ARCON is the Advertising Regulatory Council of Nigeria. They are saying that their attention has been drawn to this particular billboard. And this billboard, according to what they're saying, is all across the country. They said the concept exposed were not approved by the Advertising Standards Panel. Hence, the council has directed that all the materials being exposed be brought down immediately and the violators sanctioned. The Advertising Standards Panel of the council also erred in the approval of one of the concepts, as the advertisement failed to vet guidelines on the following grounds. The cause of the cause forming the central theme of the campaign in the advertisement is a matter pending before the Presidential Election Tribunal, hence its jurisprudence. That's the fact that the case is in court. They shouldn't have approved that particular content to be exposed to the public. The advertisement is considered blackmail against the Nigerian judiciary, the Presidential Election Petition Tribunal, and particularly the Honorable Justices of the Tribunal, who are expected to discharge their judicial function without fear or favor over a matter that is currently suspended. So there's another angle to it, that some of these billboards were placed very close to venue of the Presidential Election Petition Tribunal, to the court, very close to that court that this proceeding is currently ongoing. So the ARCON DG was talking, and he said, consequently, the director and deputy director regulations have also been suspended. The suspension is to enable an unprejudiced investigation of the issue. He said the Advertising Standards Panel ASP Secretariat failing to diligently exercise its function as a gatekeeper of advertising, of advertisement, of marketing communications is hereby dissolved. That's what he said. Now, I must say also that All Eyes on the Judiciary hashtag started on social media. It started on X, Twitter at the time. Now, this has found its way to the billboards, giant billboards. What's your position on this? Is the government right by taking down those billboards? Do you think, as they have stated here, that it's some sort of blackmail? Do you agree with their position that this is what is happening here? Blackmail of the judges of the tribunal. Do you think that there is nothing wrong with these billboards? If you've seen them before, I'd like to get your thought on your position on this, right? 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Please, when you're calling, go straight to the point. Also, ensure that you reduce completely the volume of your radio, or even switch it off if you can. And everyone has got 60 seconds. You know how time flies on this program. 60 seconds is all you've got to share your thought, okay? Thank you. And please, if you're watching online, on Facebook and on YouTube, let me know what you think about this particular conversation. Drop your comment on our live stream on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can locate us on those two platforms. Follow us on Facebook now and just like the page so that you can get the notification once we're on, or just subscribe to our YouTube channel. YouTube will send you a notification once we're on live on the platform, so that way you don't miss out on anything. All right, let's stick to the 60 seconds. I'll do the timekeeping. Good morning to you. Morning.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, please.
My name is Shegu.
You're welcome, Shegu.
Yeah, I listened to Uncle Jimmy earlier on.
Right.
And I must say he's off point. I'm sorry to use that word. I don't agree with him.
Okay.
We're in this country where we had a salami issue. We're in this country where we had the bukatualization of the Nigerian judiciary. We're in this country where what's the cause name now? Lawan got his judgment from God knows where. So when people say these things, it's a reflection of what is going on there.
Mm.
And people just have to express their opinion. Look, that is the general thought around us now. Nigerians don't trust the judiciary. Uncle Jimmy himself has said it several times that the judges are not what they used to be. So don't let us deceive ourselves. And like Awolo said, so we will never find solution. We will never, social problem elude solution if they're not called by their proper name. We have criminals there. Sorry. Thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling me. Sincere apologies to the very respected, very reliable, very competent judicial officers of this country. Please pardon the last caller. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Morning. You're calling the female line, sir. I like to speak with a female.
Sorry about that.
I'm sorry. I'd like to speak with a female. But thanks for trying, though. I appreciate your time. I really do. But please, let's fall back to the male line so that your call can come through and I can speak with you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You're calling the female line, too. You don't get to call the female line. That female line is for female callers only. Good morning
Hello,
to you.
Hello, Mr. Sheriff.
Good morning.
The guys have been bouncing us. It's a joy.
Welcome.
Okay, for me, I also want to disagree with Jimmy Bishop, what he said.
Okay.
You know, based on the fact of, the reason why we're doing this is a kind of protest to me. You know, Jimmy Bishop is always saying, we have different kind of protests. It's not the time that you come out to protest and to disrupt people. So these are different forms to which people can also protest.
Is it possible to do that protest and not make it, you know, this way? Like, you can do the protest, but not this way that it can be misinterpreted.
There's no way you would be. People will not say you're trying to do something. Just like when you're protesting outside, people will say, because I don't support your protest, why are you disrupting me from going about my business? Why are you doing this? Why are you stopping traffic and all that? That is what people say when you come out to protest. Some who are pro to whatever you're
doing. What I'm saying, perhaps you didn't hear me. What I'm saying is there a way you can protest that it will not be misinterpreted?
No, there's no way you will.
Okay.
This thing that is happening, because some people are against it, some people are for it. So everybody, some people will say no, that this is, I don't think this thing you're doing, it is doing this to these people. But this is your protest. They've seen it, it's just to tell them to sit down and do the right thing.
Okay.
People are watching what you're doing. It's not like before, Sheriff. Before now, me and you, I don't really take. No, I don't even put my hand here. Whenever there's an election and there's a tribunal, I just move on. But because people are changing, people are becoming more aware. This is why we are all watching.
Okay.
On Twitter, this is trend on Twitter. I'm even there. In my status, I said, you can pull down this billboard, but you cannot pull down my phone. These are my status. So it is with so many people's status. All eyes are on the judiciary.
Okay.
We are watching them. And we're having so many judgments that has not been defeated. People we call our learned. These are learned people.
Okay.
I think the way you are trying to quote them with what the last caller said, no matter how you try to make somebody feel like you are beautiful, you are this.
Yeah.
If the person dents himself with mud, the person can be seen as a pig. So you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand what you're saying, and I beg to disagree again. Joy, thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Let's not drag this. But what I was trying to say earlier, I wasn't trying to praise or color anything. It is wrong to say that he places people with criminals. It is wrong to say that he places people with pigs. So that's totally wrong. And you know our position here on, sweeping statements, blanket statements. It's completely wrong. You would not take it, of course. Nobody, even the last caller, the previous caller, would not take it. If anyone had said that his organization or his sector, his field, is filled with fraudsters, I don't know what he does, but then just tag everybody, including himself, as criminals, he wouldn't have loved it. So exactly what I was saying. Like, you don't pass sweeping comments on a set of people. No, that's completely wrong. Completely, completely, completely wrong. So there's no justification for saying it. No matter how your perception is about the judiciary, there's no justification anywhere. There's nothing you can say to be able to pass a sweeping comment that the judges are all filled with criminals. That's completely wrong. I'm not going to take that. And this is not the platform to say that. Huh? Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, Sheriff, well done.
Yeah.
Emeka is my name from Satellite Town.
Welcome, Emeka.
Like I always say, the second part of Daily is my favorite program on Nigerian Info. Mm. Well, this time around, I beg to disagree with the veteran about Jimmy Dixie.
Okay.
You see, whether you pull down the billboard or not, it goes without saying that all eyes are on the sheriff. Reason being that the judiciary has attracted that attention of scrutiny to themselves. Recently, so many orders of court and judgments have been questionable. We have people who never took part in senatorial primaries, but rather went for presidential primaries, now in the House of Senators. We have people who came forth in elections, now governors. And we have the book that was Moment of Epiphany at the House. So these and many more, litany of them, has attracted that scrutiny on the judiciary that is supposed to be the last hope of the common man. And don't forget that a lot of things took place during the last presidential election, known locally and internationally. Even international observers have alluded to fame. So even without mounting billboards, all eyes are on the judiciary. And we're expecting them to redeem themselves. It is up to the judiciary to redeem themselves. Because in the light of the optics before the public, it's one that is marred with so many questionable judgments. Some of them are honorable justices that live up to their bidding, live up to their oath. But some of them, like every other profession in this
like country, every other profession, yes,
have bad eggs among their folds, and they must fish them out and redeem the battered image. Thank you,
Emeka. Well said. I agree with you completely, except the part that, it has to be on the bill. Well, like you have said, you mentioned that very aptly. Like, it's already there. We know. Even the international community knows. Everybody is aware that all eyes on the judiciary. But my question is, now, if you have to do some advocacy campaign, agitate, fight for this, fight for that, should this be placed on billboard and you expressly state that all eyes are on the, where's that picture again? Let me read so that I don't misquote what's on the billboard. Expressly stated, giant billboard, all eyes on the election tribunal judges. How does that sound to you? Okay, all right. Well, thank you. Let's go to our live stream. Let's go take some comments on there. Duru Chigoze on YouTube says, good morning, Sheriff. Where was this body when most governors place conditions that make it difficult for opposition to erect billboard anywhere in their state? Now they are concerned about, what's this one? I don't understand your abbreviation, so I'm just going to leave it and move on. Adewale Ogun says, is Nigeria turning into a police state? Freedom of speech, even if not absolute, the regulation of this right should not also be abused by the government. That's Adewale Ogun on YouTube. Blair Anyan on YouTube says, I don't see any issue with the billboard. If the judges have a clear conscience, they won't feel intimidated. If it was erected by an APC subgroup or committee, would it have been considered blackmail? That's Blair Anyan who is asking that. And that question also is very vital. If this had been, you know, we don't even know where this is from, right? But if this had favored or be seen to be favoring the ruling party, would the billboard have been put down? Yeah, it's a valid question. And back to the telephone now. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Chinee.
Welcome, Chinee.
What I want to say is now, apart from that billboard, what if people carry placards and have that inscription? Would they come to climb down people protesting? That's what I want to ask.
Okay.
Apart from the billboard.
Okay.
If that is what they want to do, that means that there's nothing like protest again in Nigeria.
Mm.
That's my case.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Let's take another one from, okay, these ones are interacting with themselves. So we're going to go to Twitter. Let's go take some thoughts on Twitter. 8:18 is the time. I have this backlog here. So I have this message here that says, Nuruddin says, Nigeria is at a breaking point thanks to the politicians. Now the judiciary integrity is on the line. No judgment they passed about the election that will have 50% acceptance from the citizens. Well, yeah, you're right about that, Nuruddin, sadly. Okay. Let's take another one. Old man says, taking it down is wrong. We're gradually losing our democracy. So they don't want to be told. They are being observed. Nigeria is now a sad place where rights become wrong. Crime is now committed in the open court. Take a look at the politicians who should be banned for crimes now led. Okay, I don't understand the last part, but old man, thank you for sharing this. Appreciate. Adewale says, based on the situations of this country, Nigerians don't believe in the judiciary system anymore. Although the billboards did not speak well of the judiciary, but what is on the billboard is the truth. Adewale, thank you for sharing. I'm back to the telephone. Morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Dolapo Adjola.
Welcome,
Dolapo. For the first time.
Welcome.
Yeah, on this judiciary issue, right, I think, you know, people are not looking at the context of what has been happening all over social media. You know, we have people putting the families of judges, you know, posting their pictures and saying they should assault them. You know, when you look at the context of what has been happening, you see that our election in Nigeria, nobody says everything is perfect. Everything can never be perfect. You have professions that you have bad people in that particular profession. So because of that, you cannot just generalize issues and say, you know, if the election does not go your way or your candidate's way, does that mean judiciary is perfect? Is not perfect? If it goes your way, does that mean the judiciary is perfect? So I think we need to understand that, you know, you cannot bully anybody. You cannot talk bad about these people and their families because of you are losing an election or because somebody is winning an election. You know, I think we should be patriotic to our country in some certain ways. When things are bad, we should say things are bad. When things are good, we say things are good. You have gone to the PEPT, you have presented your case. If your case is valid enough, then I think the judiciary should do the right thing. And if your case is not valid enough and you said and they throw it out, then you should be okay with it. Going ahead to be posting something or going to billboards and saying all those things is all about the context. What has led to it? You have put people on social media, you have gone ahead also to start posting things everywhere. Before you know it, you know, everything will go into chaos. So I don't think that is right. I think that it is very, very wrong. You have had your case in court. Go to court, present your case, and whatever the judgment is, go to the Supreme Court. I think we should leave it at that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too, for calling. Appreciate it. It's 8:21, Lagos. Let's take this call here. Good morning to you.
Morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So I think if you want to be politically correct, it's wrong to put it on there. But the fact is we're all looking for the judgment. And it's pretty obvious that a lot of people don't trust the judiciary. But you can, just as you said on radio, we can call the radio and make certain and say certain things. A lot of times Uncle Jimmy would say what you don't say or the way you say it. can always infer what you're thinking. So I'm looking forward to the judiciary, you know, to the verdict or whatever. But as Joy said, if that's how you feel, put it on your status, put it on your social media handles. But putting on a billboard is a bit extreme, to be honest. So that's my opinion.
Okay, Bia, thank you for sharing that. Let's take this one here, then we will be off on a break. Morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Morning to you.
This is Amos calling from Ikoyi.
Amos, right? Okay, welcome.
Yes, sir. I think, like the other callers will say, but I'm expecting more than this. And I also disagree with Uncle Jimmy. We do respect. Thank you.
Okay, that's it. All right, Amos, thank you. Thank you for sharing your thought. Appreciate it. Lagos, I'm going to take some comments this time on WhatsApp. Then we'll get out and go on a break. Then when we return, we'll talk some more, okay? So let's go to WhatsApp. The billboard is the most non-violent form of protest. The executive is scared that the eyes are on the judiciary. Only in Nigeria, a billboard that says Nigerians are watching. The judiciary shouldn't threaten anyone. No name there, but thank you for sharing your thoughts. This person says... this person says, Sharif, you cannot never... Okay, I was trying... That was why I paused it. I was trying to make sense of... Nah, it doesn't even... But let me read it that way so it doesn't look like I don't read this message. So you cannot never call black as white and think anybody and everybody will support you. All eyes on tribunal judges. Sadiq is your name. Sadiq, I really seriously didn't get what you wrote. I beg. If you send them back, just edit and smile and send it back. This person said, there's absolutely no way we can express ourselves that people would not complain. Billboards, posters, protests, etc. They can pull down billboards, but can never pull down our souls. What if I wear a t-shirt with the inscription, all eyes on the judiciary? Does it mean I will be arrested? Alagba from Lakwe is putting that out. I need to step aside now. Let's go this break, Lagos. I'll be back. Lagos, welcome back. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. That call us up. Let's take another call. Nigeria Info, morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Sir. Morning to you.
Thank you very much. Quick one. I don't blame most of these people who are using foul language. I don't support using foul language against the judiciary. The truth is that all eyes on them. But you don't need to put it on billboard. For me, the judiciary, the best thing for them to do, for me, I'm speaking for myself, to call for a run, because no judgment they will give that people will be accepted or something like that. Then for the INEC man, this is a big lesson. Chief Kodri, you know, I've been telling you, I don't want Supreme Court president. Before the election, I've been saying this, and we're going through that route. Thank you, Chief Kodri.
Thank you too for calling me. Appreciate your time. Good morning to you. That call has dropped, so we're going to hang up. Apologies for that. Let's hang up on this one as well. Let's quickly go take some comments. I can see your calls, so please allow me to take some comments. On WhatsApp, this person says, what's your name? Gabriel. Gabriel from Amuwadofin says, are we looking up to the judiciary? Yes. Do we have the need to keep our eyes on the judiciary? Yes. Should the judiciary purify themselves? Yes. We're disappointed with the recent rulings coming from the Supreme Court. Uzodinma, Akpabio, Lawa, all political rulings were disappointing. So do you blame us if we suspect the judiciary? I says Jimmy, we respect, but he's entitled to his opinion this time around. As Gabriel, who dropped that here. Gabriel, thank you for sharing your thought. This person says, I still don't know. Okay, so no name. He says, I still don't know how that billboard a threat to the judiciary. We have experienced several shocking judgments by the government, by the Nigerian judges, without any meaningful explanations. Enough is enough. Thank you. No name, but thank you for sharing your thought. I'll take one more. Let's take one more from WhatsApp, then we'll head back to telephone, okay? Is it one question or I question? Or you won't? Let's see. Let me see if I can paraphrase. So my question is, when will all... my friend, you're going to have to send this again. I'm really sorry. I couldn't. I tried. Vincent from Away says... Vincent, I've seen your reactions, okay? I've seen your reactions. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Let me take another call now. Let's head back to this call. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
This is Mr. Christian calling from Alabore.
Let's hear you, sir. Go on, go on. We're listening to you. We're listening. Oh, okay. That call dropped eventually. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Sherry. Good
morning to you.
My name is Ralph from Keja.
It's Ralph, welcome.
Yeah. To me personally, I don't see anything wrong on that billboard. Like, for instance, now, I know this EFCC people, that's one of the billboards that said, all eyes is on you. They put that logo like echo. Police had the same thing as well, that they would draw somebody with handcuff and say, be careful the crime you commit. So this is just, even when you look at it, this is the kind of thing the government should be giving us, the kind of bill for we to have hope on them that we are together. Government should be getting things like this on their own to encourage these institutions to work hard, to do the thing they should do. So please, I don't, maybe this government is seen as a threat, but that's how it should be. Because whatever an opposition do, done is a threat to them. But to me, I don't see anything wrong with that billboard. If the FCC can have their billboard, ICPC can have their own, police have, some organizations, they have it. So I don't see anything wrong on this.
Okay.
Good morning.
Okay. Morning to you too. Thanks for calling. Good morning to you.
Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You're on to Felix from Ikorodu.
You're welcome.
Sheriff, when Jimmy Dinsu will say Nigeria need a sheriff, he's not referring to you, so don't be happy. And tell Jimmy Dinsu that he's almost like my mentor, that he's very wrong this morning. You cannot tell me that all eyes on judiciary is a threat. It's not a threat. It's just for them to know that people are expecting them to do the right thing. Any party can win based on facts. But when you now don't have back the hand of time and people know that you are lying, then there's a problem. So tell Jimmy Dinsu that he is very wrong. And the judiciary, all eyes are on them to do the right thing. Right thing does not mean that Labour Party must win, PDP must win, APC must win, but it must be seen that their judgment is devoid of sentiment. Caris, I'm telling you this morning, Nigeria is on smoke economically. So the judiciary, all eyes are on them.
Okay.
They must do the right thing.
Sheriff,
you are not the sheriff that Nigeria needs, because you are also politically inclined in your submission sometimes.
Just calm down.
No, I'm not calming down.
Ah, okay.
What do you mean? What is the meaning of that now?
Just calm down.
We are not refracts. We are not... I'm sad.
You see why I said it should calm down now, you see?
No! It's sad! And it's like they are folding our hand and clipping us not to talk. What is all this now? We are not names. We are not subservient. We are not subservient. Some of us have brains.
Of course, yes.
So why should they be doing this as if they are intimidating Nigerians? Mm. This is bad.
Mm.
Watch out, judiciary.
Okay.
All eyes are on you.
All right. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Well, on that note, we have to call it a morning today, okay? My friend, just calm down. Let's all calm down. We'll get to where we're going. We'll get there in one piece. I'm Sheriff Quadri. I'll be on the radio tomorrow morning at 5. Thank you for being a part of this show. But stay around. Don't go anywhere. Jimmy Dinsu is next on Daily Digest. Good morning to you.